Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, and happy 7-7. I can't believe this.
It is 7-7.
It wasn't like a gin 7-7 or whatever they drink, you know. It's like a real spiritual 7-7. Do you ever remember 7-7s when you were a kid? I think it was orange juice or vodka. That's what it was, not gin. But I was just kind of joking today earlier saying, happy 7-7, and people are looking at me like, huh? What are you talking about?
I got it right away.
I know you would. So, but happy 7-7, and I hope that the weather has calmed down there, Donna. Donna's out in Colorado, and how's it going?
It's been nice here now, and no more storms for a while. It's hot actually, so hopefully that'll be coming your way. Hot and sunny and beautiful here.
Oh yeah,
drying out my basement because we had water in our basement last week. We had this huge hailstorm on Tuesday night last week, and just really did a number on our roof. And we got water in our basement. Had to rip out all the carpeting, and it was interesting. You know, it's always interesting.
Did it get taken care of?
It's not quite taken care of yet, but we did get the carpet pulled out and that. It was so interesting. I'm really learning to listen, you know, and just kind of tune in. And I wasn't going to get all upset about this and trying to figure out, you know, we had mitigators come in and they wanted like $6,000, and then we decided the only thing that really needed to be done was like to pull out the carpeting and that was, you know, to get new carpeting was $3,000, and then the carpet company couldn't come in right away. And I thought, I have to get this out of here now because otherwise it's going to get really icky down there and smelly and moldy and that, and we need to get this carpet out now. I can't wait till the middle of July for them to show up. And as soon as I hung up from talking to the carpet company when they said they couldn't come out, I got this nudge to call my friend Ann. And so I did. I called her up right away and she said, oh, my neighbor Lori has got some guys over there right now. She's having some carpet removed and everything. Call her. And she gave me the phone number. And Lori, of course, had these two guys who could come over. She scheduled them for the next day. They showed up the next day. And for $100, I got all of my carpeting ripped out and hauled away and everything. And it was just perfect. And it reminds me to pay attention. And I think we all get that. We get those little nudges, those little things. And I, you know, so easily and many times I know I've done this, I will say, oh, you know, why I don't need to call Ann now. I got other things I have to do. I got to figure out how to get this carpet out. But for whatever reason, I paid attention. I called her up, and sure enough, the answer was there.
She happened to have it. And do you remember me saying I felt like you were supposed to get new carpeting or get something, start over? I remember getting that message. There was something about starting. I don't know. Maybe it just needed to be done.
Well, and I think it did. And when I tuned into my guides and angels, the message I got was my husband's office. This is in our basement. And my husband's office is down there. And he still, I think, has not gotten over his grief from the loss of our daughter. And excuse me, I have to cough. I'm going to shut off a minute.
That's okay. It's been really hard for him, I know. And I know that things, it's been a journey, you know, for both of you. And I know with your book, Donna, you want to talk about your book for a minute? Because I'm going to tell you that Christy just asked if she could just order six of them. She said your book has changed her life, and she's very thankful. And she missed you when you were here. So did you want to share a little bit about it real quick? Because she wants, her friends are listening. And she's like, talk about her book. What inspired her to write it? And I think she read your book, but maybe you should share it with your own words. Meet me at the base of the mountain is, I'll meet you at the base of the mountain is Donna's book, and it's a wonderful book, and it really takes you through a journey. It's a spiritual journey of enlightenment, of how Donna dealt with the passing of her little girl, and she was just talking about her husband and some of the challenges that he has been through. And Christy, I just wanted to let you know that I'm so glad that the book is helping you and helping people in your family. And you can pick it up. You can order it by going over to Donna's website, bellaspark.com. Or you can also pick up and just come over to Light the Way. And I do have a few more books left. So come on out and see us. And we will make sure that we get that for you.
Thank you for picking that up, Kimmy, for me.
Oh,
I had
okay.
a tickle in the back of my throat and got this coughing thing going on here, so I couldn't talk for a minute there.
It's okay. I know we have our guests coming on, Andrew, Cameron Bailey, and Connie Baxter, Marlo. I know they're coming on, but I just wanted to share about the book because this was really cool when she wrote in. She just said, please, please, please tell her how much it means to me.
Aww.
And how much it,
and you know, and her, my daughter's name was Christy. And she,
Even pick that up. Okay. That's good. Very perceptive.
And she's been guiding me and helping me. And my book is, you know, my journey and the things that I've learned along the way and my learning to connect with her and everything. And so I hope people who have lost a loved one can find some inspiration and help in that in the book, and not just people who've lost a loved one. I think it helps. It's really kind of I share a lot of the things that I've learned and everything, not just about grief and loss, but just about life in general and learning to connect to the other side and things like that. And you know, I started this conversation talking about our basement, and I felt like all of Bob, because he's, you know, he's still carrying a lot of this grief and loss and anger and frustration and sadness and everything. And they said it's just like the energy is just embedded in the basement, because that's where his office is and in the carpeting and everything. So it was really a cleansing thing. You know, I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to pay for new carpeting yet, but I think the big picture, it was really a good thing and a cleansing thing for a lot of that energy to be moved out of that space, and that will help him to move forward. So, you know, it's always how the universe works.
The universe works in beautiful ways, and I just one more thing I wanted to share is Julie sent a message in, and she said, she thought when you were up there, she could see a little girl, but she said she had long hair. So I don't know. She didn't know if that was your daughter when she was younger, like, or you know, if she ever had long hair. And she said, but she just saw this like purplish pink. It was like feathers around you. It was kind of interesting. And like to her, that is just about path. And she said that when I stepped up, when I was next to you, she saw a bridge. And she said, when are the two of you going to bridge a class together on intuition and connection? And I'm like, well, Julie, maybe Donna and I should talk about that. Because that is what you just said. Mm-hmm. You just said it with your own. I heard you say it out of your own lips, and I'm just laughing because I'm going, wow. She said I've been listening to both of you. I was able to attend. Donna, I'm not sure if you remember me, but I did help. And I think you are a beautiful soul. I love you with all my heart. And next time you're in Toledo, I would love to spend some more time with you, or maybe even if you two plan on doing something together, I will follow you to the ends of the earth. And I'm like, that is just a nice, Julie, thank you. I cannot express to you what that means. And also that she is the head of a holistic healing group that would love to take a trip somewhere, a journey to learn. So she said they have 33 people in their group. So that's really nice. Yeah. So
thank you, Julie.
We will talk about it. She said, don't give up. Whatever. She said, don't give up. Don't stop. Don't give up. Namaste.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Julie.
She keeps texting me. So, Julie, we have our guests are coming on, but I want to tell you that we appreciate everything. And you can also send messages to Donna. She's also on Facebook, and her website is bellaspark.com, and her magazine's wonderful. And I do have a few left. Most of them are gone. People love your magazine, Donna.
Well, thank you. And you know, the newest issue is out. We just mailed them. You should be getting your copies any day, Kimmy. But it's available online, or you can subscribe. But the July-August issue just came out. So enjoy.
I know that I have one from since when you started sending, and I got them. I have one saved, like each one. And Michael, a friend of mine, I posted on your page. He actually wanted to take a picture with your magazine. So
I got that. Yes.
He said, I'm the one. I'm the one. So I said, okay. He's a comedian, and he's just an amazing person. So.
Well, and we have people. It's interesting. People are taking the magazine, or people who live in other areas who subscribe to the magazine. They're sending us pictures of them holding the magazine. We just got one from a woman from Colorado who is actually in Seattle, up at the in the San Juan Islands, kayaking, and she had the magazine with her on the kayak. Took a photo of it, of her in the, holding out the magazine. So we'd love to get pictures of people.
I think what I'm going to do is when I go up north to get married, I think I'm going to take that magazine, and that's a good idea.
Oh, yes. Bella Spark Magazine at Kimmy and Mike's wedding.
Yes, on August 2nd. I can't believe it. It's coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it. Time's flying. Yep. So, well, you know what? We have to take a break, and we will be right back. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to two amazing people, authors of a new book called The Trust Frequency. And it's going to be a fascinating conversation because this book has got some amazing information in it. So stay tuned. We will be right back on interviews right after this. Are you looking to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark Magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark Magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at bellasparkmagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th. kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th, with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam D'Armand, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for A Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life. Are you interested in weekly guidance, classes, family retreats, and a support system that helps your family through the ups and downs of life? Go to KimmyRose.com and sign up for her weekly newsletter. Read articles that will lend support to your family, and check out the weekly forecasts for you. Take a look at the week ahead. Kimmy Rose is the minister of Sanctuary of Light and dedicates her time to working with families with gatherings, a community garden, and space where you can spend quiet time.
This is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with Kimmy Rose. Thank you for joining us today, this first Monday in July, 7-7, as Kimmy said. And, you know, we are so excited to be talking to our special guests today, Andrew and Cameron Bailey. They're paradigm Andrew Cameron Bailey and Connie Baxter Marlowe. That you have guys have long names. They are paradigm shifters, visionary filmmakers, futurists, and social philosophers who envision a positive future for humanity. They speak from a reality in which the following assumptions are absolute. We live in an infinitely conscious, loving, interconnected, and abundant universe where free will and the power of consciousness create the life we experience. Once we understand that nature of unconditional love that creates and drives all things, we enter the trust frequency where the laws are expanded and a new reality emerges. They're the authors of a new book called The Trust Frequency, 10 Assumptions for a New Paradigm. Welcome to Interviews, Connie and Andrew.
We're happy to be here, Donna. We're here in Concord, Massachusetts.
Hey, this is Andrew, and as to Connie Baxter Marlowe and Andrew Cameron Bailey having long names, so did two amazing American philosophers from where we are right now, Concord, Massachusetts. Of course, I'm talking about Henry David Thoreau and Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yeah, there you go.
New England thing.
Well, that fits then. Perfect. So tell us about this book, The Trust Frequency, and where it came from. And I know you've been working on this for a long time. This has been part of your journey and the things that you have learned along the way. So how did this book come about?
Well, Donna, for me, my part of it, Andrew and I came together 10 years ago, and he brought his amazing pieces to it, and he actually wrote the book. But for me, it started when I was a teenager, and I looked around and saw that humanity was out of balance. I saw Florence Nightingale, who I sort of had an epiphany when I witnessed her, the love that she gave to the world, and I realized that humanity was capable of such love. And what occurred to me is, why aren't we operating from that place in ourselves? And what came is, okay, there's missing information in the paradigm. It's not human nature for us to behave the way we are. It's the logical mind operating on misinformation. So my life became a quest for that missing information. And I took up with an Austrian Olympic ski champion. In my teens, I was a ski racer, and I went over to Europe looking for this missing piece of the pair, these missing pieces, and didn't find it because we are Europeans. You know, the European mind, that Western mindset has is what's driving this culture at this point. And so I came back, and in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in 1976, I picked up a book of Native American poetry and discovered that there were 500 Indian nations who had the missing pieces, what I felt are clues to the missing pieces of the paradigm as visionary elders started coming into my life, and I started getting directed to Hopi land and various other places and tribes and people. And over the 20 years, I got it. Once I experienced that, I got it that what they're carrying isn't a belief system. It's a way of life. It actually is clues to understanding the conscious, loving universe that's alive. It loves us, and it's abundant. And so these ideas evolved, and then Andrew came on the picture, on the scene, and he brought his life journey, and I'll put you through to him. But also, my family in Maine, where I grew up, were philanthropists. They gave their entire fortune to the people of Maine over a couple of generations. So my family wasn't hoarding like everybody else, you know, saving and all that. And so I wonder what they were resonating to. And I discovered it in the Native way, that you don't hoard, you don't save, because you trust a loving universe. But here's Andrew, and he'll tell you a little of his story.
All right. So Connie and I met in a gathering of wisdom keepers or indigenous shamans in 2003 at the Omega Institute in upstate New York. And one of the first things I said to her, and I'll get back to my story in a moment, but one of the first things I said to her as we got to know each other, I said, Connie, you have to write a book. This is important. Because Connie had, how shall I put it, she had articulated a take on reality that I hadn't come across. I'd spent decades with Sufis and with Native Americans and with indigenous elders and various spiritual paths and gurus and what have you, and read just about every book in the consciousness field. And this young lady, gorgeous as she is, was putting things in a way that are so straightforward, so simple, so easy to get, so easy to apply to one's life. I just said, wow, this is important. So that's the genesis of the book. And me, I was born in England, and I had the great fortune to have my dad uproot the family when I was three and move us to Africa. So I got to grow up in Africa. So my mentors growing up on the east coast of South Africa on the Indian Ocean were monkeys and Zulus and just this beautiful semi-tropical environment. It really influenced me. And then I started, shall I call it, my search, the seeking phase. We start waking up and realizing there's things to be learned other than the things we're being taught in school. And I came across this term, cosmic consciousness. It was a buzzword in the late 60s, and it seemed to be coming out of Northern California. So I hit the road, or actually I hit the high seas, because I'm a sailor, and I sailed across the Atlantic and got myself here and traveled across the United States and found myself in Northern California. And abandoned my previous life as a chemistry professor in South Africa and found myself in Northern California synchronistically, I think that's the word, connecting with some of the, to this day, most important individuals in the consciousness movement, which just gave me the beginnings of my grounding. I found my path, which actually was a Sufi path, and put several decades into that practice and became who I am. And then when I met Connie, like, whoa, you put the two of us together, you've really got something. And the Trust Frequency book is the result of that coming together of the two of us.
So, well, Andrew had also spent... Yes, go on.
I was just going to say, what is the Trust Frequency? What do you mean by that? I want to know more.
Well, Andrew left out an important part of his discovery when he was in South Africa. So let him go back to that.
Okay. Connie was gesticulating at me, don't forget to say something about the indigenous people, which I thought I had mentioned. In my studies in South Africa. I did a degree in anthropology, and I was teaching chemistry, organic chemistry, and I had a background in science, had a background in physics. I was supposed to know something about quantum physics. I don't think I ever had a good teacher. I don't think I ever had a teacher who really understood quantum physics. It's not easy to understand. So I had this really vestigial idea of what it was about. And then a few years later, I'm teaching and doing another degree in anthropology, and I come across the cosmology, the understanding of the Australian Aborigines, and they talk about the dream time. They express the nature of being a human being on this planet in such an extraordinary way. I suddenly realized that they were speaking pure, poetic quantum science. And for me, that was interesting because it kind of put science and spirit together in a way that it took me a long time to really look back and say, whoa, that was a pivotal moment in my life. And if you, I realize we're on the radio, so if everyone would hold up their copies of the book so we can see the cover, you will see a new equation that looks a little like E equals mc squared, that wonderful Einstein equation we all know so well, E equals mc squared, except I took the E out and replaced it with a symbol that everybody is familiar with in the American Southwest, and that is the symbol of Kokopelli. We were looking for some, what should we say, I guess a symbol's the word, something that would represent the wisdom of the indigenous peoples of the world and the equivalence between that wisdom and the wisdom that we Westerners bring, that science brings. So it's the equivalence of the indigenous and the Western wisdom.
Beautiful. So you're asking, what is the trust frequency? And,
yes.
And to answer that, what I found in the native way of life was a trust-based paradigm, that the giveaway is a big part of it, that you give away. You don't hoard, because there's a trust that there's more tomorrow. Okay, because in this frequency, there is total abundance. So what this the trust frequency is, we're saying that everything is vibration and frequency, and that each frequency has a different set of laws, so that once we trust a conscious, loving universe and we give some tools to do that, we move our vibratory level into a higher frequency where the laws are actually different from the laws that apply to us in this frequency. You see, the laws that look immutable, like if you don't go to work, you'll starve. If you don't make money, you'll starve. Well, we didn't come here to work to survive. We came here to have abundant life. We've just all agreed, because of the frequency that we're operating at and the rules of the game that have been set up here, we think it's the only game in town, and it's not. It's just the only game at this frequency. So we're giving tools to raise to another frequency. In fact, Henry David Thoreau, who we do a lot of work with Thoreau. In fact, we're presenting Wednesday night at the Thoreau Society, an interesting performance piece. But meanwhile, Thoreau says in his conclusion to Walden, he says, "I learned this at least by my experiment, that when one walks confidently in the direction of his dreams, he will pass a certain boundary. He will experience a success unexpected in common hours. The laws that apply to him will be expanded, or new laws will be made in his favor, and he will live with the license of a higher order of beings." So that's a kingpin quote for this whole concept, that there is another ball game. There's a party going on. We're all invited. We just don't know how to get there, because our conditioned mind only can think in terms of this reality and the rules of the game here.
I love that.
Wow. Being present. And, oh, that makes so much sense. That makes a lot of sense. So you know, if anyone, do you have any advice to people if they're feeling like really like offbeat and out of, you know, off track? And it's funny when you said about hoarding.
I have a tendency to go, oh, somebody will use that, someone will use that, you know, and then I hold on to it. Now what I've been doing is just I take it just to Goodwill, or I, you know what I mean, and instead of keeping it in a box, you know. And and I think we also hoard within ourselves with our emotions. You know, we hold everything, or we choose to go through experiences thinking they'll help someone else, but it can be often very hurtful to ourselves, you know, first. And if somebody is feeling kind of stuck and would like to tap into that frequency, do you give them, is there any guidance you would give them?
Well, what we think is the key to really blowing the doors off of this reality and our stuckness in our story, our victim story, our victim perpetrator story, we feel that our second assumption, see, our first assumption is that we live in a conscious, loving universe. There is only love. The second assumption is that the reason, well, the assumption is the universe loves us unconditionally. It gives us everything we ask for. See, what we don't understand is the nature of the unconditional love that drives all of creation, and that is that it is objective, that it loves us, and it has to give us what we ask for. And what we say about humanity is that humanity, when we incarnated, we gave permission to the loving energies on the planet to take us on a soul's journey. And so this loving energy, so that's our initial request, was we want to go on this journey to wholeness and become more whole, more in alignment with all of creation. So these loving energies of the planet show up to give us this journey that we have basically asked for. So all the things in our lives that happen to us don't actually happen to us, they happen for us. Absolutely everything, because there's absolutely only love. And we say also there's absolutely only free will and the soul's journey to wholeness. So there's just no victim. The soul actually magnetizes and creates the behaviors and the experiences that occur.
Hey, Donna, let me just say something.
Yeah.
Just in case we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, because the folks out there listening to this show don't know the subtitle to the book. The title of the book is The Trust Frequency, but there's a subtitle, and the subtitle is 10 Assumptions for a New Paradigm. And that's important because Connie was just mentioning two or three of the assumptions. But how does that relate to the trust frequency? Well, the trust frequency is the vibratory state that we're operating at. It's our, yeah, that's a good way of saying it. The vibratory state we're operating at, which could be anything from total misery to ecstatic bliss, could be anywhere in between. The important thing is it's our choice, and we get there by virtue of our assumptions. And our assumptions are generally, an assumption by definition is a belief that we don't question. So what we're really talking about in this work is changing our assumptions, or at the very least examining them, looking at our unexamined core beliefs and deciding if we choose to change them. And so at that point, I think it makes better sense to be actually talking about the assumptions. One of the assumptions as a scientist that I grew up with, of course, I was trained all from age 14 or so in high school all the way through many years of college, was that the universe is a mechanical device. It's this gigantic machine. It's this huge clockwork mechanism that's absolutely astonishing and beyond comprehension. But it's definitely not alive. It's not conscious. It contains consciousness because we have biology, which is conscious, but it's not conscious. So we are sort of contradicting or counteracting that. We're saying, wait, that fundamental assumption of so much of humanity that we live in a mechanical universe that doesn't even know we exist. And Donna, this is answering your question as to how someone who's really feeling down, who's really struggling with life, part of the reason we struggle is because we are misinformed as to the nature of the universe. The universe is not a dead, lifeless, mechanical thing. It is the only thing there is, and it is conscious, it is loving, and it is everywhere. It is consists entirely of love. There's nothing but love, even though sometimes it doesn't look like it. And so I'm going to hand it back over to Connie. Okay?
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so it's not about assuming. It's just about trusting that it's there, that it is present. Is that what you're saying?
Well, assumption. See, we're using the word assumption. You know, that word has been given a bad name in the consciousness field. And everybody, anything, mathematics or science or anything else, everything operates on assumptions, core axioms. They're called axioms in that world. You know, everything has to, everything is made up of assumptions. We operate, we get up in the morning, we have certain assumptions about the nature of the universe and how we have to live our life or we will perish. And so we're going for those four assumptions, and those are assumptions we don't even know we have. We took them on as children when we opened our little eyes and looked around us and saw how humanity was functioning, how our family was functioning, how the system was functioning. We learned right away that if we were going to survive, we had better show up for it and tell the teacher what the teacher wanted to hear and be the good little girl or the good little boy so that we could get a job and have a family and all that. So we just took it on because that was our nature to survive. And then the school systems just perpetuate it. We learn in science and all this other stuff that the Darwinian theories and Newton and Descartes, that was a prevailing paradigm, that it's a competitive world, it's a dog-eat-dog world, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're just asking people to examine those, because overlaying all the beatitudes and all the trust and all the this and the that, and affirmations, et cetera, overlaying all that over these core assumptions doesn't cut it, because these core assumptions actually determine our frequency, along with some other things that we call the seven A's. We say that actually our consciousness informs our reality, creates our reality, and we break that consciousness down into seven A's that people can actually do a checklist on a daily basis or even hourly basis, whatever, you know. Seven words that begin with A, and I can, we've actually put those into one sentence, which I can tell you that sentence, and it gives you a feeling for, you know, the aspects of our consciousness that we have control over, that we can actually change on a moment-by-moment basis if we choose.
And what are the seven A's?
Yeah, okay, so here's the sentence. With expanded awareness and accurate assumptions, we choose our attitude and consciously direct our attention, align with our highest inner promptings with committed action, allowing the loving universe to manifest beyond our wildest dreams. So those seven A's are awareness, assumption, attitude, attention, alignment, action, and allowing. You see, so it just depends where we put our attention. You know, are we going to put our attention on conspiracy theories and all that downside of humanity, or are we going to put our attention on the human potential, the human possibility, and put ourselves in that frequency? See, we all have a choice, and the universe is happy for us to have as miserable a life as we want, and to be a part of any conspiracy we want to be a part of. We can do that. We just need to understand the power of our choice of what we do with these seven A's, you know, and what our attitude is about what happens in our lives. You know, we can see it from a perspective of, oh, there's the loving universe knocking me upside the head so that I will move further along in my growth and move closer to my divine purpose and all that. Or we can say, oh, I've just been, you know, done in by a perpetrator who's just done me in, you see? so it's just a matter of perspective, how you view things.
Right. You know, and Kimmy and I were having this conversation before because we had a terrible storm here in Colorado, and I had a lot of damage in my basement and that. And it's looking at it and what's the perspective around it. And I could see the good things in what happened out of that. And one thing I wanted to comment on, one of the things that I got in one of my meditations, you know, you talk about the trust frequency and our different frequency levels, our vibration level and everything, and I think this is kind of what you're saying in the book, is that, you know, if you align yourself to a higher frequency, a certain frequency of trust and peace and love and joy and everything, things that are not aligned with that will fall away because they're not a match. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll just find yourself, you know, that the friend that used to have lunch with all the time, that, you know, is always talking conspiracy, et cetera, all of a sudden isn't calling you anymore because you've moved into another frequency, so there's just not an alignment there. And, you know, it's hard because a lot of people you've had in your life who haven't shifted frequencies aren't in your life anymore, and some grief associated with this process of this upward spiral. But really, it's our work. It's what we came here, our soul came here to do, and what humanity came here to do was to move into these higher levels of consciousness so we can get on with our true purpose, which that is being loving, amazing beings in an amazing, abundant universe. Riding that wave for a while.
I'd like to ride that wave. We're going to have to wrap this up pretty soon, but I had, you know, I wanted to ask you a question about the law of attraction, you know, and how does that work? Because we've, you know, everybody's read the books and seen the movie and wants to manifest wealth and abundance or whatever. And how does that tie in? What's your take on all of that?
Well, I would say, we don't do the law of attraction thing because what we realize is that the secret and all that and this law of attraction stuff have given us the information and to understand our power, the power of the human mind, the power of our consciousness to manipulate the unified field so we can get what we want, okay? What we're saying is there's a ball game out there that's beyond what we can fathom. We can't imagine it. So we say, watch circumstance, watch the signs, which is very Native American, watch the signs, right? We say circumstance loves us more than we do. The circumstance is going to take us places we can't even imagine we want to go at this point. So we say, yes, we can manipulate that unified field and get further enmeshed in this material world and this whole ball game. But we say there's another ball game, there's another game to play, and it's beyond our ability to imagine. So, like, I personally would never tell the universe what I want. I would never do that because I don't want to restrict it to what my little pea brain can imagine. See, so I want to let circumstance give me more than I can fathom. That's what I want.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that's for me, it's like I just, well, just simply set an intention of, like, trust or for just to be shown and instead of fighting it all the time. You know, you just flow with it, and that makes sense.
So
thank you. Yes, it is. It is. It's very freeing, and it's a constant, which is nice. It really is a nice constant. So tell us about your events. You have some events coming up? Or anything online, anything you would like people to know about?
But quickly, let me say that action, that 6A is key. We have to act from that place. We can't just be, it's not a passive thing in any way, shape, or form. It takes action and allowing the universe to do its thing, but we have to put ourselves in that place where it can show up for us with more than we can imagine. But as far as our events coming up, one thing we're working on a big project of the first 50 years in Plymouth, Massachusetts, the origin story of America that's shrouded in misconception and misunderstanding. And we feel it's a core wound of America, and we've been at this for 20 years, following the Pilgrim Trail, following and being in relationship with Native Americans. And right now we're here in New England pursuing that. We're going to write a book and a screenplay. Andrew's is working on a really interesting screenplay to set the record straight, to take it all to a higher level than victim-perpetrator that's out there in people's minds now, that comes up at Thanksgiving time at this point. It's a very beautiful story that sits at the beginning of America. And people can go on the first 50yrs.wordpress.com, first 50yrs, first 50 years.wordpress.com, and find out what we're up to. And also, right this week, we're presenting at the Thoreau Society. We're bringing the mystical Thoreau and his involvement with the Indians to the table, and also his and Albert Einstein's similarities from their mystical perspective. And that's what we're presenting on Wednesday, is Einstein and Thoreau's Science and the Cosmic Order.
And what's your website, and where can they find your book and more information about the trust frequency?
All right, I'll wrap this up quickly here. We are, Donna, earlier on, I just wanted to get back to that question of yours, is what advice can you give to someone who's really struggling? And I can summarize this entire trust frequency book and everything we do in four words, simply: trust the loving universe. That's the best advice I can imagine. It's the advice I apply to myself. Whenever I'm concerned about anything, I wake up in the middle of the night, I might be worried about something, and I just remind myself, trust the loving universe. And you can find out an awful lot more about us and the work we do by going to www.thetrustfrequency.net. That's thetrustfrequency.net, not .com. That will take you a long way, Connie. What else in terms of, and we do workshops. We are doing a two-day retreat in late September at a beautiful intentional community in New Mexico, the Hummingbird Community, for those of you who don't know about it. We do workshops. We show up at Unity Churches. We are on the road constantly in our beautiful vehicle, the Trustmobile. And we're sitting in the Trustmobile in Concord, Massachusetts right now, right next to Walden Pond of Henry David Thoreau fame, and sending all of you our love.
Thank you so much.
I want to send love back to you both, and just for the wonderful work you do, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well, Kimmy and Donna, we appreciate it. Being on with you, and we'd love, please give anybody our contact info, because we're happy to show up on anybody's radio show and explore these ideas. We love what you guys bring to us through these discussions. We've done most of the talking on this one, unfortunately, because we want really love to have your what you bring to this, but I guess we're out of time.
Well, we'll just have to have you back, and we can continue this conversation. But thank you so much for being on Interviews Today. We appreciate it. And check out their book, The Trust Frequency, 10 Assumptions for a New Paradigm, by Andrew Cameron Bailey and Connie Baxter Marlowe. You're going to find a lot of really good information. I love this book, and it really it's easy to understand, and everything, the information that you've been looking for is right here in this book, The Trust Frequency. Thank you again for being with us. We have to go to a quick break, and we will be right back on Interviews right after this.
Light the Way has been in business for 18 years. Kimmy and her mom, Carolyn, would like you to stop in and say hi. As well, our services of consultations, Reiki, massage, hypnosis, and CCT, we have a gift shop. Books, candles, and essential oils, jewelry, gift certificates are always available. Just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road. Call us at 734-854-1514. We're open 6 days a week. On call 24 hours a day for you at 734 854-1514 or visit www.lighttheway.com. Stop in or phone Light the Way for a psychic reading, massage, dream interpretation, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis. Open 6 days a week and located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, Lampertville, Michigan. We're just 5 minutes from Toledo, and our family has been operating for 18 years. We offer phone readings 24 hours a day by calling 734-854-1514 or visit lighttheway.com. Light the Way is still open, then you can call Kimmy or her mother Carolyn for a psychic consultation, astrology, massage, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis at 734-854-1514. You can also pick up a copy of Kimmy's book, Wake Up Your Intuition, The Sun, Moon, and Venus, a simple guide on how to get the most out of your man, chicken soup for the power mom soul, and bless you book. We do telephone and in-person appointments. We are located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, near the corner of Sommerfeld and Secker Road. Visit lighttheway.com. Want to stop smoking and just need a little help? Need to fit into those shorts? Hypnosis can help. Go to lighttheway.com and see the many pictures of people who have lost weight and kept it off. We also sell CDs and MP3s. Call Light the Way at 734-854-1514. We do hypnosis for smoking, weight loss, anxiety, and many, many more things. Located just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lampertville, Michigan, Light the Way, guiding you down a better path. That's lighttheway.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki, and boy, goes quick, doesn't it? The show goes quick, but it was a wonderful show, and I just want to know, we only have a few more minutes. I want to just share that I'm going to be in London, Ontario this coming Wednesday, sharing all about manifestation and bringing this presence, a state of presence, into your life. And I'm excited. It's going to be fun. And if you want to go to my website, KimmyRose.com, or Facebook page, you can get more information on that. And Donna, what do you have going on?
Oh, we got some fun events coming up in Fort Collins, Colorado area. We have Lee Harris. He was on our show about a year ago in that amazing channel. He's going to be here in August. And then we have Panache Desai. We interviewed him a couple months ago. Panache Desai is going to be in Fort Collins in October. And then I just booked John Holland, psychic medium John Holland. He's amazing. He's going to be doing a live show in both Fort Collins and Denver in November. And we have Dr. Sue Mortar coming in February. So we've got a lot of things on coming in into the Colorado. So if you're in that region or want to fly in, we'd love to have you. Go to bellaspark.com and everything's posted there, except for John, because I just talked to him today. And that'll be up in just a couple of days. But yeah, fun events, some great guys coming to this area. And you're going to love them. And again, like I said, Bella Spark Magazine is out. It's in the racks. It's online, the digital version. If you like reading it the old-fashioned way, want to subscribe, we'd love to mail one to you. And that's bellasparkmagazine.com. And then I want to let everybody know about our guest next week. Jeanette Crowley is going to be with us, and she's going to lead us through a process called soul-body fusion, and we can actually do that on the air, and that it's going to help us reach our highest potential, feel healthy and whole, and brings you to that higher frequency that we were talking about with Connie and Andrew today. So she's going to have lots of good information for us and a process that she's going to run us through on the air. So stay tuned for next week.
I'm excited. And just want to wish everyone a blast 7-7. And take some time. Remember, we're going from a new moon into a full moon. So sit still, write down the things that you want, and release that which no longer serves you. From my heart to yours, thank you for joining us on Interviews. We'll talk to you next week.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.